Welcome, Blueberry Enthusiasts. I'm Joe Vargas, the Director of Business Intelligence for the North American Blueberry Council, better known as Data Joe. Ready for this week's scoop straight from the fields? Let's dive into the NABC Member Crop Report and get the freshest updates from blueberry growers across North America.
Good afternoon. This is Darren Wheeler. I'll be giving the crop report for Georgia. So weather over the last week has been extremely warm with high in the mid-90s and lows in the 70s. We do expect those temperatures to subside and drop into the mid-80s for the highs and the lows in the 70s. We do also see a potential for afternoon thunderstorms as we roll into the next five and seven days. We are now entering the peak harvest of the farthing crop. Quality remains very good with limited redbacks, which is something that farthing usually experiences. This is due to the warm temperatures leading up to the farthing crop. Many varieties of high bush have been left behind in the field, primarily to low volumes, and they primarily due to the farthing and key crisp and legacy, which is starting to come on. Rabbit eye volumes are expected to start in 2 weeks. We're seeing lead blue fruit in early season varieties such as the Lapaha, Premier, and others. So far, fruit quality on rabbit eye is looking good. 2024 is tracking to be our heaviest volumes on record, with weeks 18 and 19 being the peak two harvest weeks. Currently, the Georgia total estimate is 85 million fresh and 20 million frozen. I do believe that if these volumes continue, I think we may have the ability to go over that number. So I would say probably could go up to 90 million fresh, and then the frozen would probably stay the same, but we'll continue to evaluate that crop size to kind of see where it shakes out. And that is my report.
Good afternoon. This is Brittany Lee with the Florida Crop Update. Most growers are reporting they're wrapping up their season. If not, they have already hedged. Anywhere from the next 7 to 10 days, we expect all Florida growers to have finished their 2024 season. Most of the fruit coming out of Florida this week, it will be machine harvested. As the temperatures rise and the price falls, it is getting more and more difficult for Florida growers to stay in the 2024 season. The majority of farms have left a good percentage of fruit in the fields, but will be abandoning it as we move toward the pruning phase of this year. As of last week, the numbers that I had been hearing was that Florida had picked 22 million and we had 5 to 6 million left. So of course we've advanced past that, but I would believe that we're in the lower 20 million pound production for this year so far. There has been a little bit process that we've had to do because of the tight market with the price, you know, that we have sent a very small amount process, but I would say, you know, 99% is fresh.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Matt McCree from New Jersey. We are pretty much finishing up pollination right now. Crop looks better than last year. Weather has been warmer than normal, so it's kind of putting everything on a fast track. So we're looking around June 10th for harvest date, and our crop predictions somewhere around 45 million. Which is 37 million fresh and 8 million processed.
Good morning, everyone. I will be reporting for the state of Indiana the week affecting May 5th through the 11th. The weather has been warmer than usual for most of the spring. We've been experiencing daytime temperatures in the upper 70s, lower 80s, which is 10 to 15 degrees above normal temperatures. Nighttime temperatures are also higher than normal. Because of the increased temperatures, we are expecting to begin harvest 10 to 14 days earlier than normal. Rain continues to be an issue. Standing water for more than 2 weeks has caused concerns for fungicide sprays and is hampering field work. Early fruit is sizing nicely mid-season. We have about 20% left of bloom, and the late season varieties are in 50% bloom, 50% petal fall. Currently, we're still using the same estimate of 3.3 million pounds fresh, 200,000 pounds of process. And that completes my report.
Good morning. This is TJ doing the crop report from Oregon. Last week was damp and cool. We had about 3 inches of rain here in Jefferson since the first of the month. This has obviously reduced bee activity. We still have had some decent afternoons with a fair amount of pollination occurring, though. We are now entering a nice stretch of dry and warm weather. The 10-day forecast is all sun with several days temperatures projected to get into the mid-80s. There is still quite a bit of viable blossom hanging on many of the varieties, and this warm weather coming will allow bees to finish off the pollination period strong. We are seeing an uptick in botrytis pressure coming out of the wet weather pattern, and fungicides are being applied. The impact of low temperature mornings still appear to be minimal. I did find a block of rabbit eye that had a lot of frost damage in it earlier this week. I've also heard reports of moderate levels of freeze damage in northern high bush varieties from other growers, but overall, I don't think this will be, it'll be very impactful to Oregon's total production volume. Still no changes to the production volume coming out of Oregon, 145 million still being the number. Our anticipated start date for the Willamette Valley is around June 20th right now. And that's all from Oregon.
The cool temperatures has slowed down crop phenology from being earlier than normal to now at normal. We expect an on-time start to harvest, maybe the first harvest starting around June 13th. Bloom is wrapping up, question except for the late varieties. Pollination and fruit set are in line with normal expectations. Normally, we expect to have very good pollination, very good fruit set. So it would suggest a very good production projection. We do not, at this point, see any reason to change our numbers, which I think we're at 180 million. Things have gone from being projected of being early to now being on a normal on-time harvest. So we slowed down to a slot that is probably like a normal 10-year average. Interesting, there is a significant amount of planting going on in Western Washington. It appears growers are taking out raspberries and planting blueberries. That is my crop report.
This is Jody McPherson giving the crop report for North Carolina. We've experienced unexpected rains last night, up to inch and a half, some places 2 inches, no reported damage. It was needed rain. We had been dry, and the fruit seems to have maintained the variety star, which was on, we have just begun harvesting. We were concerned of splits, but from all reports from growers, at the stage that the fruit was, no issues. Production will continue on through the weekend. Next week, increasing production daily as the early varieties Star, Susie Blue, and Rebel will be in full harvest. Mid-season varieties O'Neill, New Hanover, and Dukes will be the following 10 days, week to 10 days. And then Legacy, which is our peak, will start late May through first 2 weeks of June. Still currently no disease pressure of any significance. Insecticide sprays are being applied on a routine basis. All seems to be well. North Carolina is still projecting 40 million fresh, 10 million process. Thank you.
Hi, this is Luis with a crop report from Peru for week 18, which is a week going from April 29th until May 5th. So week 18 marks the first week of season 2023-2024 for Peru. Peru shipped globally a total of 355,000 pounds, which is 32% below the volume shipped on the same week last year. From those total shipments, 8% were shipped to the U.S. with approximately 30,000 pounds, which are going to arrive the U.S. market by the end of May. 30% of the volume shipped during week 18 has been sent to Europe, and 62% of the volume to other destinations. All this volume is 100% fresh and 100% conventional, no organics shipped during week 18. The weather in Peru, it's more or less normal as any normal year. The temperatures have gone back to normal compared to last year that were warmer than usual. So that's the report from Peru until the end of week 18. Again, week 18 marks the first week of our season. We are going to be updating the forecast for Peru more or less every month and a half. Okay, so expect a new forecast by the beginning of June, mid-June. We're going to have a new forecast. And also see how more than focused in the total volume is focused in the weekly volumes, how they are going to unfold. Because last year, because of El Niño, many farms in Peru, they extended their production. So they did the pruning after than usual, later than usual, sorry. And this might have an effect on this year's volume, right? So regarding how the volume is going to be distributed along the year. So that's what I can tell you so far from Peru. The season is just beginning. We only had shipments from four companies. This volume that I mentioned was from just four companies in Peru that shipped last week.
Our heartfelt thanks to our dedicated growers and colleagues who play a crucial role in these reports. For an even deeper dive into the blueberry biz, head over to ushbc.org/data. Got some insider intel or a burning desire to contribute? We're all ears. Shoot me a message at datajoe@nabcblues.org and let's chat about featuring you in an upcoming episode. That's it for this episode. We'll see you next time.